Now, last week on the programme, you will have heard us talk to BT Vision, Laura Armstrong in particular, actually, from BT Vision, who joined us on the show, to talk all about how they are bringing audio description to their on-demand platform. Well, lots of you getting in touch about this. In particular, hello to Nadia, who got back in touch with us after her email last week. She says, thanks for the audio description tips you gave me. Sadly, I'm no better off as I live alone, so sighted assistance isn't to hand. BT is planning to sound really positive, though, especially if they make the set-top box more accessible. I'll get in touch with them to find out more. She says, I noticed, though, that all discussions regarding audio description revolve around the service available on demand. What about TV? Can a visually impaired person sit down to watch a programme at the time of broadcast and get audio description? Well, of course, Sean, as we both know, that is something that is possible. In fact, it's the only thing that's really possible at the moment and guaranteed. Is audio description on television. But of course, it's all about just turning that setting on. And the problem is that if you can't access the box.
Exactly.
This is the issue, isn't it?
That's the burning, that's the core of accessibility, isn't it? It's in there, you can turn it on, but where is it? You know, you can't access it.
Yeah.
Sometimes there is just a button on the remote control which will, you know, flick through the available audio streams on a program. So basically, that will turn audio description on or off. But if that isn't there on the remote, and plus if it's not, you know, made, you're not made aware of where that is on the remote, then how do you access it? You know, if the menu system on the box itself isn't accessible, it's, it can be frustrating.
Mm. So our advice would probably be, I think, get in touch as you are going to do, Nadia, get in touch with BT and ask them, and you know they will hopefully have the right answer for you. And the answer, I would love it to be that there's a button on the remote. I have a feeling there is a button on the BT TV remotes, but it's changed a lot since the last time I used BT Vision, as it was.
But I've got to say that's the thing I would do. I would ring them up, and if the person you get in contact with over the phone knows nothing about it, then ask to speak to someone else. You know, don't let it go and keep going, because if there is a button on the remote, someone should know about it. The thing with accessibility is, you know, they don't get much calls on accessibility, so perhaps they don't know a lot about it, but someone will do. They should do, and they should take the time to look through, you know, instructions or whatever, and tell you where that button is or where that setting is.
Absolutely. Audio description, big topic of the show this week. In fact, we've got Devinder on the line from London to talk some more about it. Devinder.
Hi, Stephen. How you doing?
Good, thank you. Thanks for getting in touch. So, what's your thoughts on audio description then?
So for me, a bit of background of the condition, which is progressively getting worse, and I've gone from being able to see the screen through to now not seeing the screen so clearly. So audio description basically has become a bit of a lifeline for me because, you know, I remember watching films that you may have seen yourself, Stephen, that, you know, they have twists and turns, lots of detail. Mm. And I remember, actually, if I visually remember some of those good films, it's like fantastic. If I now think about watching that movie now without audio description, the amount of information I would have missed is phenomenal to think about. So for me, audio description, it's a must. It's a lifeline.
It's interesting you use that word lifeline because, you know, a lot of people might think, well, how is television a lifeline?
Well, because there's a conception and a misconception that blind people don't watch TV, right?
Well, yeah, exactly. It's like, wow, you watch television. Wow, who'd have thought?
Yeah. No, it's common. I hear a lot of people, friends, family say to me, actually, you know, why is it? Because the thing is, it's entertaining. It's, you could argue, it's escapism. I think one of your callers last week was mentioning about it's also contextual in terms of education.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, it has a range of things. But what I think as well is there's a misconception in terms of saying, well, actually, lifeline in terms of, well, if I want to access the material and it's available on television, it's wanting to feel just as comfortable sitting around the family and being able to access all the information just like anyone else. One of the things that's really important to me, because when I'm around the family, is I want to be able to just relax and enjoy the content. And one of the big challenges you find, especially when you're with sighted and non-sighted people, is if audio description's on, I've had it where people who are sighted, and you know what this is like, possibly Stephen, it's like severe, it interrupts their pleasure. Maybe.
It's a nuisance for them. Yeah, it's a nuisance for them.
So I don't know if you remember, Stephen, actually, there was a trial we did last year, actually. I think it was in RNIB, that the movie reading trial. I don't know if you were part of that one.
Yeah.
Now, coming from a slightly techie point of view here, what I loved about that particular delivery, because one thing about audio description that I found is the way it's delivered. Now, I found I've gone to the cinema, I've gone through some really bulky headphones, and they've hurt my ears within about half an hour, and it just gets to a point where you think, you know, I'm not really enjoying this, but I'll do it because the only way I'm going to consume this movie thoroughly is have the audio description, but the hardware is not so great. Sometimes the volume levels on broadcast television isn't quite great. You know, you can watch a program which is really mixed so that the program is one level, all of a sudden the narrator's just shouting at you. But for the first time at home, I remember watching, through that trial, a delivery where I had the audio description track, movies playing, and I had full control. And I was sitting there thinking, what volume do I want this on? I could have it on a nice, moderate level, family can have it loud, and it didn't disturb them. And there was one added bonus I remember, actually. Now, this is the first time that happened to me at home, because being a bit of an audio enthusiast and a movie buff, I thought, well, you know, I set myself up with a home theater at home. But what happens with most of these services, when you switch on audio description, it does what they call a down mix. It puts everything from 5.1 into 2.1. And also, I'm losing the kind of benefit of the product I purchased, which is a home theater, because I have to listen to audio description this way. So for the first time, actually, it made me appreciate that actually having just my own headphones synced to the standard content that was produced for everyone and be personal and private, but getting 5.1 was amazing.
So it really has made a difference to you. And that movie reading trial you're talking about, just for people who don't know, that was a trial where, and as you say, it was an app on your phone, and you could download the audio track, the audio description track, and that would play, as you say, in your own earphones or your own earbuds, and you'd watch the film, which didn't have audio description on it at that point. So if you were sitting with friends and family, that annoyance was taken away. Because I find this, you know, I get this all the time. You know, I can't sit with my family and watch a movie, because my wife and I are both visually impaired, so we have the audio description on for us. When we go around to my mum's house, she doesn't like the audio description, so we don't put it on. And it's an annoyance.
It is.
Because she always says, oh, then I know what's happening before it happens, which is true.
Close your eyes, close your ears, just come in.
But it's such a useful thing. You know, and it's interesting. Someone said to me once, and I kind of tend to agree with this, I wonder if you do, that if a TV program or a movie doesn't have audio description, you won't watch it.
Okay, that's an interesting one. I think for me it's context. I think I will if I know it's going to be something that's dialogue heavy. If I think it's going to be something that I can mix maybe what I hear on screen with what potentially might be a lesser, I mean, let's say if it's got a lot of the kind of dialogue where I think you get a lot of programs. If I can use some of the BBC programs as an example, like Dragon's Den, they have an audio description version, but its impact is probably less than a documentary where there's descriptions of mountains, scenes, animals. Context, what what's going on the screen is going to be much higher. So I think it depends on context.
Okay, so for example, if Coronation Street didn't have AD, you wouldn't be overly fussed about it.
Truth be told, Stephen, I don't watch Coronation Street, so with or without AD, that's probably not going to happen.
Well, we're not going to be friends if you talk like that, Devinda. But, you know, it's great that it's there, and, you know, we are actually very lucky in this country because the numbers of audio description on television is actually pretty high. And I must admit, I've noticed that more and more programs have got it. One thing, though, we were talking about last week was the audio description on demand, which is a lot less available out there. I mean, Netflix have done it, and let's be honest, Netflix have done really well with it. And, you know, I cannot praise them enough. Anytime a new Netflix original series pops up, I can watch it because I know it's going to be audio described. And not just audio described, but audio described bloomin' well, frankly.
It is.
But, you know, ITV, and I know they're getting there with it, and BBC and others. I mean, well, BBC's not done too badly. It does put audio description up and it's on demand. Not everything, and not all the full series like you get on the sort of standard iPlayer. What's your thoughts on all of this? Do you think that you welcome more of that, or are you quite happy with the linear approach?
I personally am really happy with the approach, especially with on-demand, because, Stephen, you and I both know, we're all busy, lifestyles changed. Gone are the days where we probably all sat down in front of a box watching something live as a nation.
Yeah.
I think culture has taken us towards a way where we're all thinking, actually, I've got XYZ priorities, let me record a program or let me download it from a server and whatever service we choose. And I think as a result, it's really important that the availability of AD keeps up with that culture change, because if it doesn't, what then happens is we get a divide between where cultures move towards, and then the barrier and the exclusion becomes our enjoyment is dropped because we that linear mode we talk about, or that linear model of delivery, has kept us in something that isn't appropriate for us anymore, really. So I actually wholeheartedly think it's a great move forward. My only hope and request in moving forward with this stuff is that I think it's also important, because I've mentioned this before, because I go to the theatre, we'd go to different areas where audio description is, because audio description isn't just for me on TV, it's all-encompassing now. I think it's really important the companies think about how they deliver this, because one of the things that hasn't quite moved forward as quick as I'd maybe hoped, and I guess my expectations may be a bit high, but it's things like where we do downloads. At the moment, you can stream a program on BBC, and it's great. You know, you can sit there, you can watch it, but if I'm doing a train journey, say, Stephen, I'm coming down from London to see yourself up in North, I'm thinking, great, I've got a few hours to kill, let me download some programs.
Yeah.
But they won't have AD on them.
A lot more to be done about it, clearly. And we hope that the fight continues. We know it's ongoing. The legislation's going through Parliament. And while that usually sends me to sleep when I hear things about that, this one actually is quite interesting. So we watch
it
with interest. Davinder, good to talk to you.
Likewise. Thanks, Stephen, for your time.